Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, June 17th. I'm Mark Daniels. A scintillating start for the U.S. men's national soccer team at the World Cup in Brazil, beating Ghana 2-1, avenging the knockout losses to the Guineas in each of the last two World Cups. And it didn't take long to get the excitement started as Clint Dempsey tallies for the Americans just 29 seconds into the match.
Jermaine Jones, put a good ball in, just try to get a good first touch on it. And then I cut it back on the defender. And then once I cut it back, I see that there was space to drop the ball a little bit further towards goal. And then just try to hit it hard as I could with my left foot far post, and it went in.
Fifth fastest goal in a World Cup history. James Appiah, the Ghana coach, says that early tally stung.
Playing at this high level, any loss of concentration can cause the team big time. I believe that the first goal really unsettled us a little bit. But to saying that I never expected it to end this way.
It stayed 1-0 until Andre Ayew got it even in the 82nd minute. But John Brooks off the bench became the first substitute to ever score in a World Cup game, heading in a corner kick from Graham Soucy in the 86th minute, and that tally stood up for head coach Jurgen Klinsmann, whose American team got off to a great start in the tournament.
This is definitely a start that we wanted. They worked hard for it, and it's just a good feeling to have the first 3 points.
But it may have come with a price. Jozy Altidore, one of the top strikers, left the game in the first half with a hamstring injury. Matt Bessler, a defender, also with a hamstring. And Dempsey looked like he suffered a broken nose later on in the match. The U.S. will get Portugal on Sunday. Germany routed the Portuguese 4-0. Thomas Müller with the first hat trick of the tournament. Iran and Nigeria played to a scoreless draw. Milwaukee Brewers, after just spending a weekend at Miller Park, back out on the road, opening a 4-game series against the Diamondbacks in Arizona. And they win 9-3, scoring often and late. 3-3 tie, but Aramis Ramirez breaks it with a 2-run double in the top of the 8th inning. And Scooter Gennett would add a home run. Ryan Braun, a 2-run triple in the 12th. Manager Ron Renicki says we could have scored early, too.
There's a lot of things that I thought we kept swinging the bat well. Even though there wasn't any runs scored, I still thought we swung the bat well.
Willie Peralta goes 7 innings for a 7th win, allows 3 runs. Brewers 42-29. Maintain a 3.5 game lead on the St. Louis Cardinals in the NL Central. They'll play the Diamondbacks again on Tuesday night. St. Louis made it 4 in a row by beating the New York Mets 6-2. Milestone day for Matt Holliday, who hits 1,000 career runs batted in.
Somebody told me 277 players have ever got 1,000 RBIs in the major leagues, which, as a kid, if you'd have told me I got a chance to play in the major leagues, first of all, I'd have been thrilled. And then to get a chance to play this long and to get 1,000 RBIs in the major leagues is something special to me.
Cubs, a winner over the Marlins, 5-4 in 13 innings. Pitcher Travis Wood with a pinch hit RBI single. Phillies, you're up for 5 in the top of the 13th to beat Atlanta 6-1. And the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies by a 6-1 count. In the American League, Cleveland over the Angels 4-3. Kansas City roughed up the Tigers 11-8. Justin Verlander allowed 7 runs on 12 hits. His record slips to 6-7 with an ERA at 4.98.
This is probably the most frustrating point in my career so far in a month stretch or so. Got to work through it.
Rays beat the Orioles 5-4. Jerry Sands, a pinch hit 2-run home run in the 8th inning. Red Sox shade the Twins 1-0. Ruby De La Rosa went 7 innings, allowed only a hit. Texas pounds out 3 home runs in a 14-8 victory over the Oakland A's. And Seattle beat the San Diego Padres 5-1. Padres mourning the loss of maybe their greatest player ever. Tony Gwynn, the Hall of Famer, passing away at the age of 54 after a bout with cancer. All 20 of his seasons in a Padre uniform. 3,141 hits, 338 career batting average, 8 batting titles. Cole Hamels of the Philadelphia Phillies, speaking maybe for everyone in baseball, says Gwynn was a true icon.
He was. He was the idol that I idolized as a baseball player, and I knew I could never hit like him. But he was the definition of a good character. on and off the field.
Tony Gwynn passing away at the age of 54. The College Baseball World Series continuing in Omaha. Vanderbilt beat UC Irvine 6-4. Texas eliminates Louisville 4-1. On the schedule for Tuesday, Texas Tech and Mississippi. The loser will be out. TCU meeting Virginia on Tuesday night. Midwest League All-Star Game is Tuesday night at West Michigan. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers with 5 All-Star players. In the Northwoods League, the Green Bay Bullfrogs beat Battle Creek 6-5 in 13 innings. Frogs 10-11 on the season will play the Bombers in Battle Creek again on Tuesday night. State High School Baseball Tournament gets underway at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute with Division I quarterfinals and semifinals on the Tuesday schedule. The Los Angeles Kings held their Stanley Cup victory parade on Monday, and head coach Daryl Sutter thanking the fans.
You guys have been awesome, and you stuck with us. We had, you know, we struggled in January, and then we came back after the Olympics. We had the best record in the National Hockey League after the Olympics till the middle of June.
We could be the best team in the National Hockey League by the end of June. The San Antonio Spurs will hold their championship parade on Wednesday down the Riverwalk. And the Green Bay Packers open up their mandatory minicamp. Final 3 practices of the offseason program Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on Ray Nitschke Field. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.